South Africa has become the latest African country after Kenya and Nigeria to recall a children's cough syrup following claims of an unacceptably high level of potentially fatal toxic substance. It's the Benylin pediatric cough syrup. It showed a high level of diethylene glycol, which has been linked to the deaths of dozens of children in countries like the Gambia, Uzbekistan, and Cameroon since 2022. It's considered one of the world's worst waves of poisoning from oral medication. Dion Poven is the SAHPRA Senior Manager for Inspectorate and Regulatory Compliance. Let us start with diethylene glycol. What exactly is it and why is it toxic in high doses? Dion, good morning.
Good morning and thank you for having me. So diethylene glycol is a contaminant that we would find either when one of the inactive pharmaceutical ingredients like propylene glycol or glycerine contains too much of degradants or impurities that are made during the manufacture of these acceptable inactive pharmaceutical ingredients. That's how it can find its way into medication. Or it can be a direct contaminant where it may have been added in error or received in error from a contract supplier. Now, diethylene glycol is very dangerous to health because it can cause abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, inability to pass urine, headaches, altered mental state, acute kidney injury, or even the death in some cases if not picked up and treated. And this is why it's a risk to have these batches on the market because of the detected high levels of diethylene glycol by NAFTAC.
This Benylin Pediatric made by Kenvue, formerly Johnson & Johnson, is that manufactured here in South Africa?
Yes, it is manufactured in South Africa.
It has been detected and has caused, believed to have caused the deaths in countries like Gambia, Uzbekistan, Cameroon since 2022 for the last 2 years now. Why only detected now, this particular batches of concern, why only detected now in this country?
So the cases that happened in 2022 were not caused by this particular batches of product. Those cases were caused by other medication or other products. The levels of DEG are quite of interest to medicine regulators because of the effects that it has. So regulators are always on the lookout and looking to see if any medications contain DEG. So the cases of 2022 are not related to these two batches of Benylin pediatric necessarily.
Mm. So how do parents, how do consumers go and check if they have a bottle of Benylin pediatric syrup in their medicine cupboards? What do they do to check if they may be part of the batches that have been identified?
Sure. So if you go into your medicine cabinet and you see you have a bottle called Benylin pediatric, it's specifically called Benylin pediatric, it will either be in a box, which will have its lot number at the bottom, and the lot number that has been distributed for these two batches is 329304 and 329303. You should see those batch numbers on the box. If you don't have the box anymore, if you threw the box away, the batch number will be on the label on the bottle.
But there's just a reminder also, Dion, that it is currently limited to these two batches, so there shouldn't be public panic around the other product ranges in the Benylin, products in the Benylin range.
Correct. The investigation is ongoing, so that is why we have decided to recall these batches as a precaution with the manufacturers, but it's only limited to these two lot numbers or batch numbers of Benylin pediatric. At this stage, it does not affect any of the other Benylin products that are manufactured by Kenvue.
Have there been any children in this country that have presented with the effects of maybe consuming this particular batch of product?
No, there have been no reported adverse events that have been reported for these batches. So, yeah.
Mm. Okay. Dion Poven, he is the SAPRA manager for inspection and regulatory compliance. Really appreciate your time. We will, when we put the story up on our website, you can find it on Prime Media Plus a little bit later today, and then you can find those particular batch numbers that have been identified by SAPRA. 021-446-0567.